Well, seems like you definitely have a distinct goal in mind since you're here. And that goal is to be good for, well, however long you have decided. Of course, once that decision's made, you're going to be sticking to it after all. Isn't that the fun of knowing how long you're going to be stuck somewhere? Well, sometimes there's also fun in not knowing, but I have the distinct feeling you've set a period of time in mind. Say, a couple days, a week or two, or maybe a month. Yeah. And maybe you need some motivation. A little bit of assistance, a little bit of backup, you know? After all, what fun is it to be needy unless there's an interaction around that? You know, just being needy and silent and not having much to think about doesn't really lend itself towards an enjoyable experience when it comes to being denied. It's much more fun to be teased. Honestly, so much more delightful to have that squirmy desire and be unable to act on it than it is to just let that ember sit unstoked all during that time. So, since I know that's most likely what you're here for, why don't we get started? After all, I want to guarantee that you're good for me, since you're clearly interested in handing over the metaphorical keys to your experience, be it physical or metaphorical, quite literally, to me. So, with that in mind, all I ask of you is your attention. It's not a difficult thing to offer up, since you've already offered so much. Put away all those distractions and give me your mind for a little bit. Let me speak and whisper to you, help wind you up in all the best possible ways, only to set one part of you free and keep another piece locked up. Don't you think that'll be fun? I do. I might just be a little bit of a sadist who enjoys knowing that you're squirming, struggling, begging, yearning, burning for an opportunity to do just what I'm going to deny you. It feels good. And to be perfectly frank, it turns me on. So I know that I have your attention by now. I know that you're going to be good for me to the best of your ability. Of course, life does happen, and I'm not cruel. If for some reason you might need to, either for mental health reasons or physical health reasons, stop before that date you set. That's actually quite reasonable, and I would prefer you did that rather than hurt yourself or lose access to something that is a genuine and important part of your either daily routine or whatever it may be. However, if it's something you're looking forward to indulging and exploring and you find it to be fun, then you're in for the ride, aren't you? Now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, I think it's time we kick this up a gear. You know, put it to the forefront of your mind. So close your eyes, settle down, and listen closely to what I have to say. Because I'm going to wrap and wind my will in a way where even a lock and key won't be all that stands between you and what you desire. Where physical bonds are enjoyable, mental ones feel so much more inescapable once you willingly put yourself in them. That's the power of hypnosis, after all. Some might say, oh, it's just you going along with what they're saying, but the thing is, a cage built by one's own hands is so much stronger than any built by another's. It's the same reason that when we find something reasonable, it's so easy to follow along with. It's oftentimes where a rule that doesn't make sense can cause many people to question why it's a rule at all. But that's the thing, when you choose to lock yourself away, to put yourself in that position, well, even just words can be so strong then, especially when you have that opportunity to fixate, focus, and allow something to be constructed with your helping hands. And I know you want to be good for me, don't you? It feels delightful to be good, to know that you're gonna hold out for as long as you said you would. To know how proud I'm going to be of that effort, however far you might make it. Knowing that I get to enjoy the very fact of your inability to get off. It's not a difficult concept, is it, to explore? As you lay there and think about it already, the idea of reaching down, of letting your hands stray and touch, even if there was nothing in the way, becomes more difficult. More distant. Sure, it will return. It's something that we're not writing off for good, but until then, it's easy enough to set aside. You could even test those bonds yourself. Reach with that hand. Feel it unable to do anything other than gently rest there. It might be able to help out for things like daily maintenance and cleaning and stuff that isn't sensual or sexual down there, but right now, all it's good for is maintenance, essentials, things that have to be done, that don't turn one on, that don't stimulate. Sure, if there's maybe something in the way like a cage or a belt, you might be able to indulge a little. I'll be kind. I'll let you test that binding. It can be fun, after all, to put your hand there and realize how utterly helpless you are physically as well. But those mental binds combined with physical binds, oh, now that's the kind of bondage that gets so powerful, doesn't it? Thinking about the way you've closed a lock, so to speak, by welcoming this in. Could even imagine it click, click, clicking shut. Letting that key turn, letting that key ratchet down a little tighter inside. Pulling you more into that mindset. More into the knowledge that there isn't going to be any chance of touching yourself until you're done, until you've made it through to the agreed upon time. See, it's not hard to do. Not hard at all. And you do deserve to be locked up, not because you've been bad, not because I think less of you, but because I know how wonderfully squirmy and pent up and full of delightful feelings it's going to make you. And I am going to be so happy to know that you are in such a state, so worked up, so pent up. Has a way of making you good, doesn't it? Because there's always the chance you might be rewarded. There's always the chance that doing those things is going to get you a treat. Taking care of those things you need to do. Making sure that you listen. Being good, being obedient, in ways that are reasonable, in ways that feel good along with that pent-up feeling. Gosh, I bet just thinking about how long you're going to be stuck like that makes you squirm a little, makes you rub your thighs together. Knowing that you're being good for me every moment that you resist, every time that you find yourself tempted, thinking about how good it feels to feel helpless and pent up, squirmy and full of desire. Gosh, it does have a way of heightening other touches and senses, doesn't it? Why, if you were to take your hand and brush it down your arm with a sensual caress, it would send little sparks through you. After all, I'm not forbidding you from all things sensual and all things sexual. I'm simply denying you access to the easiest way. And the interesting thing about the body and the mind is, when we can't use those normal methods that we're used to, those things change. Same idea as how someone who can't see might end up being more attentive and able to hear better. Not always, of course, every mind is different. But if anyone here has ever injured a limb and used another to compensate, it's amazing how much quick knowledge your body can pick up when it has to. Same thing applies for being denied. Why, a gentle caress on the cheek and a faint kiss can feel so utterly captivating, so completely overwhelming and intense. Those gentle, small, sensual things that once were but little sparks next to the great flame that you're used to conjuring elsewhere can become just as strong. Sure, I bet you'll be turned on by those things, but you won't be able to do more than just experience that heat. After all, that's the fun of it, isn't it? Letting those embers get stoked into flames, but never getting to finish them. Never getting to do anything about it other than squirm. Be needy and submissive and full of desire. And of course, that does make you want to be good, doesn't it? You want to be good for me and stay for as long as you're able. Hopefully, right until the time you agreed upon. Right up until that moment. And who knows? Maybe it'll get easier as it goes. Because I'm sure you've noticed that as we go on, as we've been here and as we push forward, that it gets easier the longer you consider it, the longer you listen to wait, to hold back, to be squirmy and needy and full of desire. In fact, the longer you spend in chastity, the easier it gets. The longer you stay locked out from those normal avenues, the more creative you get, the more able to serve those that you choose to, you get. After all, it's fun to indulge those submissive desires when you already know you're so held back from all these other little indulgences, because then, gosh, even just getting called a good sub, a good pet, a good girl, a good boy, a good NB, whatever it might be, good doll, good drone, there's so many options. Gosh, I bet it feels so good, doesn't it, when you haven't gotten a chance to touch yourself in a while, when you've been forced to hold back for so very long, when you've become completely and utterly needy. I bet it hits really different, doesn't it? It gets so easy to do it, too. In fact, if you're ever struggling, you could always come back and listen again and give me that opportunity to encourage you to be good for me and yourself, knowing that you're going to enjoy every moment of it. The more squirmy and needy you get, the more easy it becomes to succumb and let go and listen as you're supposed to, and to stick it out a little longer. Because after all, I'm happy to hold your keys, either physical or metaphorical, for as long as you're willing to give them to me. And every time that you feel denied, every time that you wish you could do something about it, think about that evil grin stretching from ear to ear. That sadistic pleasure you're giving me, knowing that you're being good, knowing that staying locked up, staying chaste, is indulging me just as much as it's indulging you. And those things can feed off each other, can't they? I'm sure it feels so nice to be so utterly submissive, so utterly helpless. How good it feels. I can only imagine. And it does get easier, doesn't it? The more you've fixated and focused in on this concept, the more powerful it's become. Now, the idea of stopping before that point, it's just not really something that needs to come into consideration unless there is a true need. Unless something comes up that would make it unsafe to continue. Either mentally or physically. After all, like I said, I do want to have that sadistic pleasure, but not at the cost of your actual health. I am a kind villainess, after all. Here's the thing. Villainesses don't have to be evil in every possible way. After all, I'm allowed to have my own personal moral code. I believe that falls under lawful evil. So, that's why I always make sure that even if I am going to get a hold of those keys, that I'm going to do it in a way that makes sure you're going to be able to come back and enjoy it again. I wouldn't want to ruin something for you when I don't get my kicks. And I wouldn't want it to continue when it shouldn't. But when it is exactly what you want, And you know that you're better off that way? Well, it gets pretty easy to listen, doesn't it? To be good. To stay locked up and squirmy and helpless and full of desire. To let all those other sensual experiences come to the forefront. To listen and obey. Yes, that's it. Perfect. Good. Why don't we just close a couple more locks to hold that all where it's supposed to be? You could imagine countless little ones finding all those little chinks in your armor, all those little spots of uncertainty, all those bits of you that don't believe you're going to be able to make the full duration. And we can just lock another one closed. Another one. Oh, and then another one. And then another one. Gosh. And one more. And you know, if I was to just gently pull you down a little deeper, give you that opportunity to fall into my voice, to listen and let these words in. No, you'd choose it because you've made it this far and you want to let it work. You want to not have an opportunity to touch until that time that you've agreed upon. So, sink for me, slip for me, and fall back into my voice. Let that warmth swell up around you. Let my thoughts pour in and strike through. Let those commands flow into you. Let yourself be locked up and needy. Let that chaste desire burn all the brighter. Knowing that you're going to be good, that you're going to be needy, and it's going to be so much fun. And of course, knowing that we've left those handy little safety releases for you, just in case something genuine and urgent comes up, whatever it may be. However, don't try and construct something that you know isn't actually there. You're good, and I know you wouldn't cheat. Especially not me. Especially not once you've opened yourself up and let me close all these little locks one by one. Gosh, you must feel so secure and squirmy and needy by now. I bet you practically want to grind something at this point. And that's good. You're going to stay that way for a while yet. And you're going to get to live that delightful, pleasurable neediness for quite a bit. And I'm going to get to know, deep down, the pleasure of helping yet another person be squirmy and needy. Good. That's it. One last lock. This one's going to go all the way through. Every little bit of you, holding you in place until that point of release. Just let it close. And just watch as I take that key and add it to my keyring until that date. Good. That's exactly it. Drift now for a moment and let me help you push back into the world of waking. And find yourself as you want it to be, utterly helpless to that chastity, physical or otherwise. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, halfway back. Oh, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10 with a gentle push. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed, and of course, feeling helpless and locked up, squirmy little thing. Good. Now, go forth and be chaste for me.